Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. The opposite of free market continues. Free market says it's not about politics. It's about whether individuals want our services. We don't need to be in politics because free market is the ultimate efficiency machine forever and always. It is fair because it treats everybody fairly. Ask for an amount of money for the service that a person can either afford or not. It does not discriminate based on anything except whether or not the person can afford and wants the service. And instead now we have Netflix keeping an entire country of customers from even being able to use the service over politics. That is, Netflix is suspending its service in Russia. The opposite of free market is reigning, and we are now at, as I said before, but we'll say reason three for Nuremberg 2.0. Reason three. The overreaction of a respiratory illness such that it sets the entire fundamental tradition of 80% of the countries on the globe on its head. The then overreaction, you better take the vaccine or you've committed sacrilege, without giving people the choice to compare risk and benefit, and then finding out all those people who are comparing risk and benefit and saying it wasn't for them had a pretty darn good argument, as if they didn't know that up front. And now here we are at Ukraine, Russia, and it's another 100% 0% situation. Russia bad, Ukraine good, which is one thing, except we're not talking about, did you fund a regime? You know, like some of the American companies were bullish on Nazi Germany. And they funded Nazi Germany directly, not just did business with Germans. That's not what happened. They did business and supplied the German machine, the German war machine, the German Holocaust machine. That's one thing. To make services available to citizens or not is an entirely different, world-changing situation. You are Russian, and we will punish all of you because we've been told that you are the ones we are to punish. You don't even get services. Honestly, I'm going to cancel my Netflix account. And the next thing I'm going to do is hope and pray that Russia has its own service come up. And when they do, that Netflix never gets to set foot in the country again. I'm done with these companies acting like they're the mechanism by which political pressure gets applied. And not just political pressure a little bit, like, well, we don't quite agree with that. No, 100% political pressure. An entire country doesn't get to use our services because someone told us that's the deal. And we're going to side with the tyrants. And that's what that is. It's when you are too scared of the political pressure and whatever the criminals are going to do, because that's the culture you have now cultivated. Then you get companies who are anti-free market because they're afraid of the pressure that will be put on them politically and with overscoped regulation and overscoped government power and unregulated and unpoliced behind the scenes influence by power brokers to just go ahead and worry about providing a service. And that's where we are now as a globe. I've said this before, but there is free market-ish, but not really, in China. There are companies in China. Okay, you know what companies succeed despite it not really being a free market. The companies that don't disagree with the regime, and then also the companies that specifically do agree and vigorously support the regime, that is not free market. Instead, it is a culture where free market is handicapped by being concerned with what it's supposed to support politically, instead of just being, okay, well, you do what you do, politicians, and over here, we'll be trying to provide services at a cost and at a quality that some part of the market agrees is a good deal. And that is one way. Now, granted, our free market, because it's not, has its own handicaps. But that is one way that a seeming, you know, very good labor force in the end still is going to struggle versus a true free market, because the companies that would bubble up as those with the best ideas may or may not be the ones that are sucking up to the regime enough. But unfortunately, now we're doing it on this side too. And so, as I said before, the United States, as bad as it is still the last best example of successful free market. And it has been captured like crazy, but at least the idea is there, and there are some examples. And now it is just turning into a communist market. Yeah, you've got companies that are quote independent and quote about just providing services, but no, you don't, because Netflix better say that they won't even allow Russians to have service, because if they don't, well, what's going to happen? Maybe nothing, but unfortunately, the environment has changed so much that Netflix and others think that they have to throw their hat into the political realm instead of just working on their freaking algorithms to make sure their streaming service still continues to get better and better, or their content does. You really should get rid of your Netflix account. This is such a bad precedent. I mean, we were worried about, you know, Spotify and Joe Rogan as well. We should be. Now Netflix is taking, this is at least the second company to say, no, it's not about your leader. Now you're responsible for your leader. No, sanctions are supposed to be on the Russian government and their supply chains, not for freaking entertainment. I know I'm kind of sounding like my own parody, like everything needs to go. I get it. I've had Netflix for 15 years, one of the early adopters of the electronic, and I'm dropping it because this is the same regime now adding another tool to their belt. And it is a tool that in a way is supposed to keep us even more confused and disoriented. What? A whole country can't use Netflix now? Since when is that a thing? Since now! Never mind our criminal behavior of the last 2.5 years. There's other crap to worry about now. You don't worry about that hanging tree that, by all accounts, through due process, many of us are worthy for. No. Look at this. We're shutting down Netflix for all of Russia. How about that? Are they the bad guy or what? No, you are. You still are. All of you. We know you. We see you. It's not about Russia. It's about the U.S. pressuring and cultivating a war. Oh, yeah. You know that thing where back in the Bay of Pigs, the United States is like, what? In Cuba? Right off our shore? Weapons from the opposite affiliation militarily? No. And Russia's, no, not supposed to be. No, you'd better let Cuba have all the weapons. Just imagine if the Soviet Union said that. You'd better. You're gonna take it. And if not, we'll punish all of your citizens through any number of ridiculous techniques. I'm telling you, canary in a coal mine. All right, guys, that's all I have for today. Thanks.